Thanks, Bill. I'm going to talk about Phytogen 222 WRF, which is a very early maturing variety that for the high plains of Texas, and all of my colleagues have recognized, all of us that work within the Cotton Development Specialist Group, as well as our folks in Indy and then our breeding program. I'd specifically like to thank Jacob Reef, who is involved in our breeding program in West Texas, as well as Scott Fox, who is our cotton development specialist in West Texas, that provided the primary information that's going into this presentation. I think I'll just take 1 second, Bill, to preface my comments by saying there will be no disclaimers in this presentation, and if you would like 222, we will happily sell you all you would like to have. So with that. As I said, 222 is a very early maturing wide strike Roundup Ready Flex variety. I'm not sure that it may be common knowledge for the folks that are left in the room, and we do appreciate you guys hanging in with us this late afternoon. But we do have a breeding program based out of Lubbock, Texas. Although it is a young breeding program, it is a very robust breeding program. And when we look into that pipeline, we're very excited about many of the varieties that we will be looking forward to releasing in the future. Now, those varieties that will come out of the West Texas breeding program will carry this 200 designation as 222. So look for future variety releases out of the Phytogen program, out of that West Texas environment, and they will be carrying the 200 designation. 222 was really developed for that northern high plains environment. When we look at the area of adaptation, that area north of Plainview, and those of you folks that are from that region, that would be Highway 70 north, which we would consider a normal planting date. From a maturity standpoint, a popular variety in the plains, of course, 2011 GT from Fibermax. We're going to be a little bit earlier than 2011. Some of the other opportunities we see for something as early as 222 could be some double crop situations behind wheat. And unfortunately, when we get into some replant situations that we never like to see, but if you work in the West Texas environment, it's just something that's going to happen. So we see great opportunities for 222 and its very early maturity in those kinds of situations. When we look in that environment out there, we really don't see any limitations in terms of soil type. With regard to 222 and its potential placement in that geography. As all of my predecessors have mentioned here, it's got excellent seedling vigor, as do all Phytogen varieties. I think that's something that that we sort of hang our hat on within our company is seedling vigor. And as all of us that work in cotton, and most of us in here do, we know that if you don't get a stand, you got a problem all year long, obviously. And so very strong seedling vigor aspects in 222 as you would get with any other Phytogen variety. When we look at that area of adaptation, that West Texas environment, if you will, the yield potential in 222 is truly outstanding, and we'll look at a little bit of data here in a moment, although those of us that work in West Texas realize we're all sitting on a lot of data right now, hoping to get it as soon as we possibly can. From a storm tolerance perspective, it's got excellent storm tolerance, which obviously is another major component for any variety that we are going to grow in that environment, and it can be stripper or picker harvested. No diverse fruiting branch is going to be typically 5 to 5.5, so again, very early maturity. Fiber quality characteristics are truly excellent for variety as early maturing as 222. You can see a staple length in that 36 to 37 range. And micronair on this variety is going to be very appropriate for the environment, especially when we get into those short fall types of conditions. So that micronair of 4.8 on average will keep us out of those low micronair discounts that we can unfortunately see in the high plains when we just don't have enough heat units in the fall. Very good strength at 30.7 and an excellent uniformity at 85. From the standpoint of the agronomic characteristics and growth habit of 222, it is a very short and compact plant type. We see minimal PGR usage with this variety, and along with that, it's very easy to manage. We also had some 222 in different regions this year, and I had a chance to look at it in my own geography, which is typically Central and South Texas, and in terms of plant height compared to something like 499 or maybe a 6448 or a 1252 from Delta Pine or 1359. I mean, you can certainly see the distinct difference in plant height with 222 being much shorter. It has a smooth leaf characteristic, which is always an attribute, especially in stripper harvested environments. It is bacterial blight and verticillium wilt susceptible. Just a little graphic sort of depicting that plant height when we look at it compared to some selected varieties that are popular in that West Texas environment. You can see 222 in the green bar at about 29.7 inches in height compared to 2484 and 2011 and our own 367 in that 30-inch range. So very small plant type, very easy to manage, is not going to require a lot of PGR management, and obviously in a good plant type architecture for good stripper harvest situations. Just going to show a few data slides. As indicated earlier, in West Texas, we're still waiting on most of our data to come in. This is a 2014 trial. We're comparing 222 to selected standard varieties that you would see in that environment. You can see there's our phytogen 417 at 2350. And then in the green bar, you see 222 at 2,077 pounds, obviously a very high-yielding environment, but doing very well compared to what we would consider to be those standard popular varieties in that environment, such as Delta Pine 1044, Delta Pine 1454, their nematode-resistant variety, as well as FiberMax 2484. Another 2014 location near Abernathy, again, a three-bell environment, 222, topped that trial at 1,572 pounds, compared to 417, 367, and again, a strong competitor in that region, FiberMax 2484 in at 1457. So as you can see in those 2014 trials, 222 is certainly holding its own against what we would consider to be the best competition in that region. Looking at a 2013 trial, this is out of Lubbock County. Again, a very, very high yielding environment. You see 2011 in at 2651, followed by 222 at 2626, Delta Pine 1219, and you see 1044 down at 2467. So again, when we look at this 2013 data out of the Lubbock region, again, 222 doing very well compared to some competition that has been in place for several years. Look at a trial from 2012. This was again in southern Lubbock County. And you can see 222 topped this trial at over 1,700 pounds compared to 0912 and 367, 9170, these guys coming in at about 1,400 pounds. So again, very strong yield performance compared to some very good varieties in that region. So when we look overall at 222, we see that the fiber quality package is excellent. The maturity obviously is a plus for that region in terms of heat unit accumulation in the fall. And if you look at the yield performance against these other varieties, 222 is certainly stacking up against what the best competition would offer. So we see 222 is a viable option for that West Texas environment, especially as we move north and west of that Plainview region. With that, I'll complete.
Have time for a question? All right, thank you, Rob.
All right, Bill.
Thanks.